Time for the Saturday spotlight, however, we turn the torch on aspects of the great game and particularly from a statistical perspective and try and break down some of the things that the numbers are trying to tell us. And Terry, I know you've taken a look at the value and importance of the inside 50 stat this week. Port Adelaide's been winning games in recent weeks, conceding the inside 50 count to its opposition, in some cases by a significant margin. Is it a number that we should still be taking seriously when we're kind of analysing the way games are won and lost?
Well, it was one of the things that I just wanted to have a look at, Robbo. How important is it? Because once upon a time, it was almost the guru of stats. Mm. How many inside 50s have you got versus your direct opponent? Port Adelaide in the last 2 weeks against really good opposition. Hawthorn 2 weeks ago, and then the showdown last week. Against Hawthorn, they lost the inside 50s by 36. They had 43. Now, the average, just so that we know the average, average is 52.1 across the AFL. So that's the AFL average. So it was 43-79 against the Hawks, yet they held on to win that game by 8 points. I really had a look at them last week again to sort of see how that would stack up. I mean, was that a one-off game where they got the lead early? A bit similar to last night, but then flooded everyone back and then just tried to hang on. And so it was played in their defensive half. Was that the way that was played? We go to last week's game. Adelaide 71, Port Adelaide 42 again, and get a result again in a match by 20-odd points. So they've been negative 36 and negative 29. So then I sort of went, well, hang on, maybe we've got to have a look at this stat to actually see whether the stat means anything anymore. How are they winning games? Well, clearly they're winning them off slingshot football. You go back to a couple of years ago when the Swans won the premiership, their numbers of inside 50s were down. Remember that finals campaign where it was Jetter and Goodsy getting out the back and getting all their numbers back and slingshotting the ball back the other direction? That's how they've been winning the last couple of weeks. But then I started to sit there and go, is that sort of football sustainable? Can you actually do that over the course of the season? I had a look at the numbers from this year. 71% of games are still being won by the team that has more inside 50. So it's still a significant stat. I mean, you're talking 70% of games are being won by the team that has more inside 50s. It still stacks up. So this year, that means there's 45 games, 32 of them have been won by the team that's had more inside 50s, 11 of the games have been won by the team that's had less, and 2 have been level. I then had a look and broke it down. There's only been 5 games where there's been a variation of 10, right? So out of those 11 games where the side stats less, only 5 of those games have been over 10 less and been able to get a victory back the other way. 3 of those games out of the 5 have been Port Adelaide games. So, and one of them was flipped the other way. So then I sat back. They lost a really bad loss for them at home versus Sydney in round 2. They won the inside 50s that week by 2, Andy. By 10. So and that's in one of the top 3 or 4 where you've won by 10 and still haven't got a result. I wondered whether in that game they picked apart, which teams always do, how do we get beaten? This is one of the top sides. They picked apart how defensive Sydney were and then readjusted their own game to sort of say, well, if we're going to compete, because they got beaten by 8 goals that night, if we're going to compete, we've got to get more numbers back, be more defensive minded. But I think they've almost overcooked it.
It raises a whole lot of questions.
Ken Hinckley's press conference last week after the game was just, I don't like the word fascinating. As a football guy, I was sitting there hanging off every word. Because I'm trying to work out whether he's telling the truth or this is by design. Right?
Yep.
Because I'm thinking, how can a team lose by those numbers, 71 and 79 inside 50s?
Yep.
Nothing happens by design. That's what I think in football, when it's something significant. But he seemed to me really earnest in what he was saying. So I thought he was generally panicking about what I think. I was hoping then, Terry, you were going to say to me, and I'm not having a go at that you didn't, saying to me, I watched the game and I counted how many back-to-back 50s, what are they called?
You know, repeat entries.
Which aren't worth anything.
Which the Hawthorn game was enormous.
No, because they had 16 players in the defensive 50.
Absolutely.
So are they giving up the repeat entries to get the ball back and then still get on their bike.
Well, is it rope-a-dope? Are they doing it deliberately?
I don't think it's sustainable. I'll just give you a couple of things very quickly. We need to benchmark it on Hawthorn and Fremantle. Hawthorn is the premiers who we think will be there again. Fremantle is the side that is right up there. So when you're doing any of these things, you've got to benchmark it versus the best to see whether it's sustainable. Over the first five rounds, Port Adelaide are ranked 13th in inside 50s. So that's where they sit at the moment. They've had 245-4, but they've had 313 against, so they're a net minus 68. Now, let's benchmark that against first the Hawks. Hawks blow teams away with their ball movement, as we well know. Their spread through kicking, their ability to spread the ground and work the ball down the ground. Would you believe in the five games this year, four of the five games, Hawthorn have won the inside 50 count by 20 or more in four of the five games. The only game was the Bombers. Yep. They still won. So they won every inside 50 count. They only won that week
by 20.
20. So round one, 20. Round two, 6. Round three, 20. Round four, 36. Last week against North, 20. So they are plus 102 inside 50s versus their opponents. That is 170 different than Port Adelaide.
So the thing that doesn't sit comfortably with that statistic is that Port Adelaide, I know Lobie had a slow, well, he was out of the side early in the season, but they're strong in the ruck. They have got an outstanding midfield. They've got midfielders who can win their footy. Ebert, Boak, Gray, who didn't play early in the season. But they have got players who win their own footy in the contest. They're not, they are not a predominantly outside team, Port Adelaide.
Well, are they playing?
No, they're not, but
are they playing so many behind the ball? Yeah. Like, is it Westhoff now that Ryder's there that's coming behind the footy?
He's done that several times.
They quite regularly play a seven-man defence, so that gets an extra bloke back there.
Is that because
again.
They think they're weak in that regard? Are they conceding?
I think they overcompensated from the City, eh?
Right.
I really believe that they said this is only.
Yeah, it's an interesting.
It's comment. Only happened really for the majorly for the 2 weeks, and why it's not sustainable. And Fremantle's the one, Robbo. If you think about where they sit, okay, so they're 13th, as we said, ranked 13th in inside 50s. Fremantle are only 10th. So I mean, we looked at Hawthorn as a benchmark, who are just far and above number one in the competition. Fremantle are only 10th, but. When you have a look at their numbers, it's 263-4 and against only 208. So what they do, the Dockers actually take your natural game away from you. The Dockers are 10th in inside 50s, but their opposition are 18th when they play against each other. So you've got to look at the numbers when you're playing against
them. So what's going to happen tonight? Essendon are going against the team that is the best stopper of kicking goals, inside entries, and Essendon are ranked 17th behind Brisbane, right? They're 7th on inside 50s. They're 7th on inside 50s, Essendon, but they're 18th, right, at kicking goals. But they're 1 at stopping the opposition from kicking goals.
Well, let's see if they can get it in there, because as we said, the average is 52. Dockers have gone at 42, 41, 39, 47, which was the game they nearly lost against the Swans.
Yep.
They leaked a bit. 39 again last. They've had two games under 40 inside 50s against them. So this is why I'm saying, and so they're plus 55. They play it different, but they take something away from you. Where Hawthorn play more naturally and just take you on and sort of say, we're just better than you. The Dockers take away your natural style. At the moment, Port Adelaide, although a couple of big scalps, I don't think it's sustainable. I don't think you can play those numbers versus the top teams. And we're not they'll beat teams. They'll beat teams in the competition. But when you get to finals and you're having a look at what Fremantle's being able to do as a benchmark, you're having a look at what Hawthorn's being able to do, I'm not sure you can win.
Are Port Adelaide at the first bounce going so frenetic that it's unsustainable to play that football? So what they do, they put players behind the ball, and suddenly if the opposition gets a momentum or a run on, they put more. That Hawthorn game, they had 16, 15 players in the defensive 50.
Well, you want to do the start well, Robbo, because
I know there's no doubt,
because they were 11 goals to 1 up and still should have been beaten against Hawthorn. So you actually want to do the start very, very well. Look, I think they'll adjust it.
Do you believe, Ken, that he's really surprised?
I think he's worried about it. And I think what's happened is they've got two victories doing that. And I think that he will know it's not sustainable.
Well, they're only lucky to beat Hawthorn. I mean, Hawthorn had so many opportunities to...
79 entries, mate.
And in the last quarter, I mean, it was staggering,
mate. They had 28 entries in the last quarter.
It was staggering.
That's 112 for a game.
And they were missing shots at goal that Hawthorn teams otherwise normally kick. So you take that win away from Port Adelaide, it does become a clearly worrying trend for Port Adelaide.
Well, I could put an argument that Crows should have beaten them last week as well.
Well, you probably could.
I thought the amount of really missed opportunities. I would think if you're in the Crows camp, you sort of say that's one we butchered as much as what it's one that they won.
Are they playing a player behind the ball? Because I watched the Crows Port game. It was any bets or nothing for a while. Carlisle, Alapati Carlisle had Dex, and who's the other guy? Josh Jenkson. He only had like six touches. Mm-hmm. He kicked two goals, but it was one of the most dysfunctional forward lines. And it seemed to me that there was a lot of Port players. Are they playing loose behind the ball, moving the whole team down?
The answer is
to
yes.
Flood. They're flooding the back.
The answer is yes. They've almost of all the sides that I've watched, Port Adelaide are almost the only side that I see start at times with a seven-man defence. So a lot of teams will float another one back there, but they actually start with it, and then you add West off to that. So at times that they're playing an eight-man defence.
It's fascinating stuff to hear you analyse. It'll be really interesting to see what Port Adelaide do about it as the season rolls on.